was a scuffle between a raccoon and a couple of domestic dogs. And when the raccoon who died during the scuffle was tested, it was found to be positive for rabies.
Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
We have to quarantine the dogs, even though they were vaccinated for rabies, for 10 days just to make sure that they're okay. And then, of course, the adults who came in contact with the raccoon and the dogs, they have to be given the immunizations, vaccinations, 5 doses over a week or two.
The message is going forth to both residents and visitors to maintain a heightened awareness with rabies reported in the county. Both wild and domestic animals are at risk if not vaccinated. Humans can also protect themselves with a hands-off approach to wildlife.
The raccoons are the most common way of transmitting rabies in the southeastern United States. We usually get a positive raccoon once or twice a year, although a couple of months ago, we did have a positive cat, and then prior to that, a fox. Never approach, never pet, never feed, never get involved with a wild animal because you never know if they have rabies or other diseases.
Vaccinating pets is mandatory under Florida law, and Lanza says they're also required for people who work in the animal care industry.
Veterinarians, their helpers, animal control people can get a series of 3 of these shots. We generally don't recommend it for the entire population. The expense of getting 3 shots for the whole population, the risk is not significant.
There's no way to tell if an animal has rabies just by looking at it. Also, be sure to feed your pets indoors and keep them in a fenced yard or on a leash at all times.
Remember, we have 50,000 feral cats in Escambia County at any particular time, and I know animal control is doing the best they can to control that, but it's been a problem. You need to not allow your personal pets to roam freely so that they may interact with wild or stray animals.
If you or your pet is bitten, seek medical attention immediately. And Lanza says the treatment has evolved from the old shots to the belly protocol.
Well, we try to get them on the vaccine in those situations where it's called for within a couple of days, just by getting any other vaccination, not in the stomach. It's in the normal place where we get vaccine.
For more information or to report an animal bite, contact the FDOH Escambia Environmental Health Office at 850-595-6700 or online at escambiahealth.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.